Has the concept of bright indirect light ever confused you, or how to measure your light in your general home area, or how to figure out when you need to supplement with grow lights? And if you get grow lights, how do you set those plants up for success under them? Light is probably the most confusing topic when it comes to our plants, and I only know this because it was my biggest pain point when I was starting out, as I had so many plants in what I thought was bright indirect light. But once I learned what light was from Leslie Halleck, today's guest, I realized I was putting plants in extremely low light conditions, thinking that I was putting them in medium light conditions. It's all really hard to grasp without diving into what light actually is, how we as humans perceive brightness and light, and how that could look different to our plants. Because for our plants, it's not about brightness, it's about PAR, or photosynthetically active radiation, and the volume of light that's hitting our plant leaves to help that plant make its food via photosynthesis. You've likely seen the word or acronym PAR thrown around, and today we're lucky enough that plant friend and expert Leslie Halleck is breaking down brightness and what PAR or PAR is in this nugget of knowledge for
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hey, plant friends, welcome back to the new mini series that is showing up once a month on Bloom and Grow Radio, which we're calling Nuggets of Knowledge or Knowledge Nuggets. These mini episodes that I guess are sponsored by the Bloom and Grow Virtual Garden Society is all about giving you guys highly informational, actionable snippets of our monthly Node of Knowledge lectures and coaching sessions with Leslie, our horticulturist in residence in the Garden Society. You likely know Leslie because she's been a repeat guest on Bloom and Grow Radio. She's the coolest plant nerd I've ever met. We have so much fun in the Garden Society because every month she puts together these custom exclusive lectures that are deep dives in plant science and plant care designed specifically for our community of plant lovers that really want to take the next step into understanding plants. She's truly creating university-level education that we're getting at the most amazing rate. An annual subscription to the Garden Society is less than one, like, fancy plant science course, and you get so much more. Leslie takes the harder to grasp concepts like dormancy, light, which we talk about today, germination, transpiration, plant nutrition, and more, and breaks them down so you actually understand the building blocks of these concepts and can take them and apply them to your entire plant collection instead of relying on a care card. So today is actually a snippet from Leslie's lecture on grow lights, but I thought that this little nugget of knowledge, which demystifies the concept of brightness and PAR, can serve you as you go forth and care for your plants and your plant collection and use your grow lights. Because what it really comes down to is, what are our plants seeing and how are they using it, right? Not what level of brightness we're seeing. So without further ado, here is a snippet of the Grow Lights and Beyond lecture in the Bloom and Grow Garden Society with Leslie Halleck, our horticulturist in residence.
We need to get away from talking about light for plants in terms of brightness. Brightness is only relevant to our human eye. Plants don't see brightness, okay? It really doesn't mean anything to them. Plants absorb a quantity of light photons, okay? And they add those up. They respond to the quantity of those light photons, and they respond to the quality of those light photons, which will be different colors of spectrum of light, which I'm going to talk about. So it's a completely different way of harnessing and quantifying light than we as people are used to doing. And that's where the disconnect often is. So what is useful for plants? What are we truly measuring when it comes to meaningful light for plants' growth and development? What we really want to know about what that grow light is putting out or isn't, or how much light we're getting in a natural ambient environment, is PAR. Okay. This is photosynthetically active radiation. All right. Within that visible light spectrum, you know, you guys all remember the prism that we got in science class where you shoot the white light through it and it breaks it into multiple spectrums of light of different wavelengths and energy. There is a range of approximately 400 to 700 nanometers, okay, within that visible range of light that actively stimulates and drives photosynthesis, and we call that PAR. So I'm going to talk a lot about PAR, and you're going to now, especially that manufacturers have evolved, you're going to get a lot more information about PAR on grow lights. And we hope they're being accurate and honest. We'll talk a little bit more of that when we get into the grow light section. So this is what we're looking at when we're talking about what light is meaningful for plants. So interestingly enough, the spectrums of light within the PAR spectrum that we see as more bright as humans with eyeballs happens to fall into the green and yellow range of light. Okay, which is interesting because it's really red light and blue light that are more efficient at driving photosynthesis. All of the colors within the visible light spectrum, within the PAR spectrum, are used by plants for photosynthesis and other types of functions that I'm going to talk about. But a light that you perceive as a human to be very bright might contain more green and yellow light, which happens to be a little less efficient for photosynthesis. So you can see the conundrum there and how brightness and photosynthetically active radiation are different for people than they are for plants. So plants will use all of these colors, okay, for different things. Red is the longest wave, lowest energy, but is used the most by the chlorophyll in plants, in the chloroplast for photosynthesis. Next to that is blue light. Blue light is the lowest wavelength, highest energy color of light. It is mostly absorbed for photosynthesis by the chloroplast, but then other organs in the plant absorb it. It drives other functions as well. Now, you may have heard erroneously that green light is not used for photosynthesis and all of it, you know, reflects back. That's not true. Some of it does reflect back, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So when we talk about PAR, this is where we're living.
Okay, plant friends, that was 3 minutes of a 2.5 hour class, and you're only able to get this class and dive deeper with Leslie if you join us in the Bloom and Grow Garden Society. It's the coolest place on the internet. It is the intersection of university level plant care education and plant community because you get to access it via an app. You can chat with your community members at any time. We have 3 live calls that you can show up and connect with other members and with Leslie and myself a month. There are replays of the previous lectures, like this grow light lecture, a lecture on the science of plant dormancy, a lecture on seed starting, on transpiration and humidity. It is just a treasure trove of plant nerdiness out there. And I invite you to join us because in addition to, you know, this amazing 3 minutes of so much knowledge that Leslie shares us, in this one sole lecture, Leslie taught us how to effectively measure light so we were never confused with our lighting environments again. She taught us how to use this knowledge to choose grow lights, how to read a grow light label and actually understand what all of those acronyms plastered all over the labels mean, and how to choose the most cost-effective and high-quality grow lights for our plants. It's truly a one-of-a-kind class. It is so jam-packed with so much knowledge, and I'd love for you to binge it in our platform. Plus, if you're listening to this episode the week that it comes out, the next lecture on plant science that Leslie's giving is one on plant nomenclature. So if you've ever been curious about plant Latin and you want to take a deep dive into all things plant Latin and really get a better understanding of how to approach it, how to understand it, how to pronounce it, how to apply the general concepts to our plant collection, you can join us March 9th live on this lecture call, or you can watch the replay after. You're always welcome to join us. We've intentionally made it super affordable. An annual subscription to the Garden Society is less than one fancy horticulture class, right? And a monthly subscription where, you know, you can sign up and join us on a month-to-month basis is basically the cost of a plant. So you can click the link in the show notes to learn more about this amazing offering. We are having so much fun in the Garden Society. And I hope to see you in the app on the message boards. And more importantly, I hope this little nugget of knowledge has illuminated your life and that you have a beautifully planty day. And as always, that you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.